For a young receiver like Sammy Watkins, how important is a situation like this where he gets to face some different defensive backs in the coverage?
I feel it. Will it be important? Absolutely. You know, he's played in two games now. This is more opportunity to get some different looks, different techniques, maybe that other people teach. So I think it'll be a good experience for him. He's very mature though, so it's very, you know, I guess what I want to say is. You know, he's probably going into this like a seasoned veteran, you know, would go into it and trying to learn and everything else. We're not as bright-eyed or anything. He's looking to go out there and compete and get himself ready to play.
Were you here as a player in the early 90s?
Yeah, this is one of the many teams that I've been cut by.
Anything you remember on your drive up? Or
yeah, yeah, a couple of things. I remember, you know, walking out. You know, we used to run down a hill before practice to get ready to go with Coach Knoll. I don't know if they still do, but they still wear the black jerseys without the numbers on them. I said, gosh, most of the guys in the room didn't even realize that. I must be getting old. You know, we had these black uniforms, and it was hot. We used to call them like Berlick sacks, you know, on top. And, you know, they were tough. And I just remember we used to run with our pads on with Coach Knoll. And, you know, I just real quickly just going through that in my mind when I saw the fields.
Okay. Do you do any scouting at all for Steelers? Do you scout the Steelers? Do you know that you have a game coming up? How much do you take a look at their team, what maybe you're trying to design, what to do, what you're going to look for in practice?
You know, Tim, honestly, I think, you know, for me, it's concentrating on our players and getting them better. But I would think that, you know, Doug Whaley and his staff are probably more in tune towards that. Unless, you know, we'll be saying, oh, that was a great play by this person for Pittsburgh or that person by Pittsburgh. But I don't think we're going to go back and really try to study them as much as we're looking at our players.
I mean, like, say maybe they have some certain situations or certain personnel that you want to see a matchup against, like that you may see in terms of, I don't mean looking back and scouting the Steelers in terms of their personnel, but what they have in terms of what you want to see, maybe a certain drill or a certain situation against their
secondary. Well, we discussed all that. We discussed all that beforehand going into it, and we'll see. You know, I think, you know, through the repetitions and through everything, we'll see the matchups that we want. And I think we'll just go from there rather than saying, okay, wait a minute. And I think that might take up too much time. We're going out there just to compete.
Coach, how's this practice facility compared to yours in St. Vincent?
Yeah. I'll probably be able to answer that question better. I haven't been out on the field yet. I just, you know, arrived here.
Anything you're doing related to Chuck Knoll?
Excuse me?
Anything you're doing as a coach related to Chuck Knoll? Anything you picked up from him?
I just remember a lot of things as a player on that team. You know, I was always intrigued about how intelligent he was about everything. You know, not just about, you know, the sport of football, but, you know, not being a very good football player and being on the, you know, the look team. I'll never forget Coach Knoll used to jump in and he would. I remember one practice he played the defensive end and I was playing the defensive tackle, giving our offense a look during a walkthrough. And I remember him explaining to me about, you know, an ET twist and a TE twist and how it came about and how the names were Exit in Texas. And this is, you know, and I just remember him explaining that to me. And I thought it was pretty cool, you know, for him taking that time to talk to a guy that probably wasn't going to make the roster and, you know, give me a little bit of a history lesson. So I've always appreciated that. And I just remember that when we used to leave and leave here, and I think we'd go play in Pittsburgh, somehow they'd say, better get out before Coach Knoll, because if you pass him on the highway, he's going to take down your plate and he's going to get after you for speed and some things I just remember.